WAMW News, news you want, people you know, with news on the WAMW Local News Podcast. I'm Jake Foster at the Dutch Pantry Deli and Bakery Newsroom. Crews responded to an accident with injuries last night. On Friday around 8:30 p.m., rescue crews responded to a vehicle rollover on 1400 North, just west of 900 East in Davies County. When police and fire crews arrived on scene, the occupant was not moving. According to a police report, the person was airlifted from the scene. No name or other details have been released. The Davies County Health Department released the latest COVID-19 numbers on Friday. Seven more cases have been confirmed, bringing the overall total to 2,839. No additional deaths have been reported, so that number remains at 99. Health officials stated earlier this week that these increases are related to Easter gatherings and other social events. Overall, they say the numbers are still fairly low. Almost 12,000 residents have been tested to date. Davies County is in blue status and is showing a 7-day positivity rate of just 1.1%. The community is invited to come out and support Veal Elementary next Saturday at the annual Veal Elementary Chili Supper. This year's Chili Supper will be a pre-order event. Chili pickup will be next Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Veal Elementary. Brittany Chestnut says that it's an important event to the school.
Not only is it a fundraiser for us, but it's a huge tradition. This is the 59th annual, and it just wasn't something we were willing to let go, you know? So it's something we definitely have to look at differently, but, you know, we're going to try to give it our best shot.
All proceeds go to fund school projects and field trips. You can pre-order online by going to the link posted on the Washington Community Schools website. Support Veal Elementary students and grab a hot bowl of chili next Saturday, April 24th. The Davies County Chamber of Commerce hosted their quarterly legislative update on Friday. Indiana State Senator Eric Bassler joined the meeting alongside Representative Shane Lindauer. They discussed the Mid-States Corridor, broadband funding, and spent quite a bit of time talking about the overall state budget. According to Senator Bassler, the budget forecast is looking positive.
The bottom line is that the projections are that there's going to be about an additional $400,000 in revenue in this year. So between now and the end of June, about $800 million more in the 2022 fiscal year and about $1.1 billion more in 2023.
Both Lindauer and Senator Eric Bassler noted that the state would be receiving billions of dollars in COVID relief from the federal government. They both said that it was important to be prudent with that money, with focuses on education and paying off state debt. Davies County Arrest Report. 53-year-old Ronald Miller of Washington was arrested on Friday and charged with criminal trespass. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $2,000 bond. 25-year-old Christopher Thompson of Indianapolis was arrested on Friday and charged with domestic battery. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. 38-year-old Taylor Waller of Washington was arrested on Friday on a warrant for a petition to revoke a suspended sentence. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $7,500 bond. And 37-year-old Brendan Dillon of Washington was arrested on Friday and charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated with refusal. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. Obituaries. Melvin Leroy Spears, Sr. of Ligoti, passed away on Thursday. Funeral services will be held at 2 p.m. Monday, April 19th, at Blake Funeral Home in Ligoti. Burial will follow in Goodwill Cemetery. Visitation will be held Monday, April 19th, from 9 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. Melvin Spears, Sr. was 82. And Harold Wayne Peach, Sr. of Vincennes, passed away on Thursday. Wayne served 33 years in the Air Force and Air Force Reserves. He also served during the Korean conflict and Vietnam War. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Monday, April 19th at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, with burial to follow in the Memorial Park Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Harold Wayne Peach Sr. was 88. And that's news here on WAMW.